Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Saudi Arabian court has sentenced five people to death in connection with the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. He was killed at the Saudi consulate in Turkey in April of last year. Alan Johnston is a Middle East analyst speaking here on the BBC.
Five people have been handed down. Another three have been jailed for a total of 24 years. The prosecutor also saying that Saud al-Qahtani, a very senior aide to the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, having been examined but not charged and will not face any penalty at all.
It's not snow that will be affecting holiday travelers this week, but heavy rain. Today it will hammer the Gulf Coast, Southeast, and the West Coast as well. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Police in Virginia say they've counted at least 51 people with injuries after a 63-vehicle chain reaction interstate crash. They say ice and heavy fog are partially to blame for the pileup. No one was killed in the crashes that were on both sides of the highway. In the south, meteorologist Tom Sater says a storm system that moved out of the Gulf is dumping tons of rain and putting millions under flood watches and warnings.
This is a cold, raw rainfall from Baton Rouge to Nashville to Charlotte. Some flight delays are possible, even severe weather on the southern end. Rain should end by tomorrow. We can say goodbye to this system, but the flood watches are in effect.
Police in Chicago say a fight at a house party that was supposed to be a tribute for a man that was killed in gun violence erupted in more gunfire. At least 13 people were wounded. Four of them are reported in critical condition. Two people are being questioned. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new number one at the box office, and USA Radio's Wendy King has all the films and the numbers from the weekend.
Yes, it's in.
Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker, is the new number one, bringing in a total of $175 million in receipts. Dropping down to number two, Jumanji The Next Level, taking in $26 million. Number three, Frozen 2, still on the charts with $12 million. Cats is dropped down to number 4 with $6.5 million. At number 5, Daniel Craig stars in Knives Out, bringing in $6.1 million. Number 6, the movie about Fox News called Bombshell, bringing in $5.1 million. Number 7, the new Clint Eastwood movie, Richard Jewell, bringing in $2.6 million. Queen and Slim is at number 8 with $1.9 million. Black Christmas is number 9 with $1.8 million. And tying it, Ford versus Ferrari at number 10, also bringing in $1.8 million.
And Democratic presidential hopeful Pete Buttigieg is receiving an endorsement from actor Kevin Costner. The actor introducing the South Bend, Indiana mayor yesterday at a rally at an Iowa high school. And remember, we can be found online as well as on the radio. Check out usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers. And their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Stop. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. We got that Ryan with us, the founder CEO of American Majority. We're going to be talking about his new book, Restoring Our Republic, The Making of the Republic, and How We Reclaim It Before It's Too Late. Ned, good to have you with us. How are you?
Yeah, great to be back with you, Bill. Interesting times we live in, to put it lightly.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, we've been at this crossroads where the Republic seemed to be slipping away. And in many conversations recently, especially with conservatives, we find ourselves extremely grateful for one Donald Trump, because if anybody has given new life to conservatism, it has been the 45th president of the United States.
Oh, absolutely. I tell people, without a doubt, Donald Trump's election has given us a fighting chance. And, you know, we're up against it. We didn't get here overnight. This has been 100 years of making. It's some of the stuff I explain in the book. But Donald Trump has given us a real shot to set things right. And I tell people kind of some of the irony of Donald Trump. He didn't come out of the ecosystem of conservative ink. He came and he showed up and people had question marks about him. But I was for him in the primary because I thought, you know, this is a guy, what he is saying about Americanism, about prioritizing the interests of the American people, I think this guy's got a shot.
Exactly.
And lo and behold, he wins. And obviously, Democrats are still struggling with the fact that he won in 2016. And, you know, they're going to struggle even more when he wins next year.
Well, Ned, that's because the idea of common sense is foreign to them, frankly. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I mean,
no,
that's, you're right?
No, no, absolutely it is. I mean, this is the one thing where we have been in defiance of common sense. You look at the Democrats. I mean, this is their reasoning and their line of thinking, even on this impeachment farce. And I say impeachment in quotes because I don't think, you know, using the term impeachment implies constitutional order. I think nothing that the Democrats have done over the last however many years has been constitutional in any way. They've denied the will of the American people. They've denied the peaceful transfer of power. And they've massively abused not only Donald Trump's rights, but others as well. And now this whole, the newest take by Nancy Pelosi, well, we passed impeachment, but we're going to hold on to it and maybe not even send it over to the Senate until we can figure out what's going on. What they're doing is deeply unconstitutional on so many different levels, but I think they're going to pay for it. I really do. Looking at the numbers, looking at the dynamics, I think they're going to pay for this in 2020.
Well, the indicators are rather, you know, they've been increasing to demonstrate your point, Ned, that the Democrats are losing grip, but they can't help themselves because they have been used to forcing and compelling people to go along and go their way. And this is what they're doing. You know, once again, interestingly enough, they had full control in the House, as we saw. And now that there was going to be a power shift and go to the Senate, and I wondered about that. I'm going, okay, are they how are they they going to manage that? And sure enough, this is how they're going to manipulate and then complain, which is so ironic, because the very thing that they subjected Republicans to, it's a natural occurrence. It's going to happen against them, and we all know about payback, right?
Yeah, no, that's right. I mean, I would say, I'm trying to remember the guy that said this, elections have consequences. Oh, that's right. Barack Obama, guess what? Republicans control the Senate. And, you know, I think the thing that's funny, Bill, I'm pretty sure a lot of lefties woke up this morning going, we've impeached Donald Trump. Wait a minute. Why is he still in the White House? Because they don't understand the Constitution. They don't understand how it works.
Exactly.
There's no way they're going to get close to 67 votes to remove Donald Trump. And I reminded people, listen, you've got 23 Republican senators up for reelection next year. Most of them are going to be smart enough. They're going to be hugging, you know, Donald Trump with 95% approval rating in the Republican Party so tight, they're going to be tied in a suit coat.
Right.
Tell people, don't get stressed about any Senate trial. My only concern is that they are not going to allow witnesses to come. And I think that would be a great disservice to the American people. I think they deserve to have answers. I think Donald Trump deserves his due process, his day in court, because he has been so massively abused. Give him his witnesses. Put these people under oath. Put them on national television. And let's have at it. And I don't want a short trial. And I know a lot of these Republican senators are saying, oh, we'll have opening arguments and then we'll dismiss it. No, I want a long, soul-sucking, destructive trial that really shows people what Democrats and the left and, quite frankly, the mainstream propagandists have been up to the last 3 years. Get it all on the, out on the table. Let's have that conversation and see what happens to the men.
Well, Ned, I'm with you in part that there should be full disclosure, but the Republicans have to be strategic, only because the Democrats have bruised up the public so badly through this whole process that if they pigpile and somehow they cannot, you know, they get confused and they can't figure out the beginning and the end between the Democrats and what they cause and versus what the Republicans are causing, it could come back and bite them. I mean, right now, everything is rolling in their favor. I mean, the polls, you've got Democrats who are abandoning ship. I mean, they're moving into the Independent Party, as you've been seeing. The independents are growing exponentially, and that's coming, you know, from one party. It's coming from the Democrats because, as they say, you know, they didn't leave the party. The party's left them.
Yeah, no, and but speaking about independents and independent voters, this is why I kind of wanted to go a little bit longer, Bill, because the numbers are so destructive to Democrats. You look at where they are with independent swing voters. They're 22 points underwater on this issue of impeachment with swing voters who are waking up and going, we don't agree with this at all. This is a partisan, purely partisan witch hunt in an attempt to undermine the duly elected president of the United States. I get it. I know that there's some angst. Do you put this into the hands of Republican senators, most of whom have a very nasty habit of grabbing, you know, snatching defeat from the jaws of victory?
Exactly.
I remind people, though, that, you know, again, Pierre Delecto and Mitt Romney only get one vote. And, you know, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, after that, I think you might even get some Democrats for an acquittal vote. But I think it would be a disservice to it not at least not have some witnesses so that people understand this has been an awful process. At some point, you have to have the conversation with the American people and let them know, hey, what was done was a massive abuse of the surveillance system, of law enforcement, all of these things. And we're never going to let it happen again. And then, obviously, we've got Bill Barr and John Durham coming. So I think there's going to be a lot of dynamics in how the narrative is going to change in the short term.
Well, and that's the thing that you bring up, the Durham report and what AG Barr are going to be producing here just around the corner, because this could be a bloodbath, Ned. I mean, in terms of the corruption of the FBI and some of the other three-letter agencies that have been tormenting the citizens, you know, since the Obama years.
No, I think you're right. I think the thing that, I mean, based off Bill Barr's comments the other night to Martha McCollum, I think that John Durham, again, I remind people, unlike Horowitz, John Durham's investigation is a criminal one. Grand juries have already been impaneled. I think Bill Barr is deeply intent on setting things right inside of these institutions, the DOJ, the FBI, actually getting to the bottom of the CIA, you know, DNI, all of these things that I think were, again, really what I told people, Bill, took place. People use the surveillance state and the law enforcement regime as weapons against political opponents over policy differences. And Bill Barr is intent on getting to the bottom of it. Where did this start? Who was doing it? Who made these decisions? And that there are consequences, because I remind people, those things, the surveillance state and law enforcement, are built off of one word, trust. trust has been shattered, and the only way you restore trust is for there to be consequences and serious ones at that.
And who was in office when all this happened, then?
That's right. Yeah, this happened. I'm telling people, you cannot tell me that this doesn't go all the way back to Obama's West Wing. Someone inside of the West Wing, and I would argue probably all the way up to the Oval Office, at least had real knowledge of what was taking place and gave it a certain stamp of approval and said this is fine to do. You can't tell me that these institutions like the FBI, the DOJ, CIA, all that did this of their own volition.
We got to go to break. We got more from Ned after this. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
This is
19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. The founder and CEO of the American Majority, Ned Ryan, continues with us. We're going to be talking and getting deeper into his book, Restoring Our Republic, The Making of the Republic, How We Reclaim It Before It's Too Late. Ned, just to kind of put a wrap on that first segment, I agree, and I think most people, most reasonable people, understand that what happened, what we're seeing, and what we're seeing is the very tip of the iceberg. We haven't really gotten into the real truth of the matter, because even the Horowitz report, which I knew from day one, I warned everybody. I said, look, he's an institution guy. He's going to do everything he can to protect the institution of the FBI. So we're not going to get the whole truth and nothing, but we're going to get his version. And of course, right off the bat, he said there was no political bias, which he since walked back. So that immediately gave you an indication of what it was all about. But the fact of the matter is, just like with Lois Lerner and the IRS, you know, Lois Lerner, which she mentioned, she took marching orders. It was a wink, wink here and there from Barack Obama about going after conservative groups, Tea Parties, anybody that had any conservative leanings. The IRS was to check them out. And you talk about interference. I've maintained that, and I haven't done, all the research for it. I've talked with many experts about this issue. But I believe that what Barack Obama, Lois Lerner, and the IRS did probably affected at least six voting cycles.
Yes. Yeah, no, I don't disagree what they did in targeting conservative groups and basically hamstringing them and tying their hands behind their back going into some key election cycles. You can't tell me that that didn't have an impact at some level.
But domestic interference. I mean, forget about what the Russians or Koreans or anybody else might have done, or the Ukrainians. I mean, here it is. This is happening domestically right on Barack Obama's watch with a wink, wink here, there. And again, I'm aghast. I got to tell you, I am like aghast that people aren't freaking out. They didn't freak out even more during that period of time when it was so obvious the manipulation that was taking place against conservative groups.
This is again where it goes back to why I call it one of the most corrupt administrations. They used the awesome and powerful state against political opponents over policy differences. That's how you operate in a banana republic, not
exactly
a constitutional republic.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, the American people, I think, deserve all the answers for what took place over the last 3 years. And I think, I'm hopeful. Mm-hmm. I'm hopeful there will be serious consequences where people go to jail, have their security clearances permanently revoked, that right. people actually understand and go, we can never let this happen again. And if anybody's tempted to do it in the future, hopefully the consequences are so significant they never will, because they realize they might lose their career and might end up in jail. Mm-hmm.
They have to be fast and severe. That's the problem. I mean, and to use that saying that Hillary Clinton is thrown around, that Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, just go right on down the list, that this would never happen again. Really? You really mean that? If you really mean that, then guess what? We're going to have to open up this body of corruption, because I hate to tell you, but that corruption, it has metastasized throughout the bureaucracy.
But Bill, I mean, kind of tying it into a little bit of the book, but this was almost inevitable. Mm-hmm. Right? No, mm-hmm. An administrative state that was given immense power by progressives and put in motion by progressives 100 years ago, at some point, these powerful, unelected bureaucrats were going to start thinking they were the ones making the decisions, right?
Exactly.
They've given all this power, Congress, the executive branch, all of them have ceded control to this powerful administrative state. At some point, someone was going to show up, like Donald J. Trump, and say, you have to understand that's not how it works in a constitutional republic. I'm the duly elected president of the United States. I'm the one that makes decisions, both domestic and foreign policy, inside the executive branch, inside of my administration. And the administrative state actor said, no, we don't think so. And Donald Trump said, no, I do think so. And so I tell people, if you were to compress the last 3 years into one sentence, why has this happened? It's about who decides.
Exactly.
And Donald Trump said, I'm the president. I decide. This was almost inevitable. The tension was going to break to the surface at some point between the administrative state governing philosophy and constitutional republic. And here we are, and thank God Donald Trump showed up.
And Ned, exactly what you're talking about is what we saw a couple of weeks ago with these state officials coming out like a bunch of spoiled brats. Their cheese got moved, and they didn't want to accept that he's the boss of me.
Yeah, no, exactly. I actually joked on Tucker Carlson's show that it was like Festivus Came Early, where you have these bureaucrats airing their grievances.
Yes.
It's like, why should we care what you have to say at all? In fact, Benjamin's saying, well, you know, this was in defiance of U.S. foreign policy.
Yeah, the president didn't use my talking points.
Yeah, this is insane, but this is the problem. They feel so empowered and are so arrogant as to think that they are the ones making these decisions because, quite frankly, over the last however many decades, they have been given the control. They have been given the authority. Nobody's tried to have oversight in a real way. Nobody's tried to say you don't have the ability and the authority to actually do that. And it just keeps growing and growing and growing. And I've made this argument. Once Donald Trump gets reelected next year, the next 4 years have to be about breaking this administrative state apart. It's the very foundation of the swamp, right?
Well, especially now because they all got empowered by the Democrats, by Adam Schiff and Nadler. They got accommodated and empowered, and all of a sudden it was like, oh, the gods from the heavens have come down and squared away. Orange man, bad. You know, this is terrible. Look, we only got about 4 minutes, but I want to get into, you know, the aspect of your book. This is how we reclaim our republic before it's too late.
Yeah, no, I think we, you know, some of the stuff I lay out in the last chapter is, again, kind of what Donald Trump needs to do in his next 4 years. He's got to take a run along with Republicans and shutting down departments. I think he's got to take a run at shutting down Department of Energy. Mm-hmm. I've made the argument he could break it into Interior Commerce, DOD. He's got to see if he can export these 800,000 non-essential federal government employees out of government and shut down and remove those jobs from the rolls.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's very distinct steps that we can take along the way to put us at least kind of on the right path towards getting back to a constitutional republic. It's not going to be easy, though. I mean, it took 100 years to get
exactly.
here. So anybody think that somehow we're going to get out of overnight? We're not.
Yeah.
But the point, too, that I also want to make, even about some of the things that have happened over the last however many years, the fact of the matter is this administrative state views, it feels that it's empowered to do anything, anytime, anywhere against any American citizen, and in so doing, it has obliterated our natural rights. And I make the point in Chapter 9 of this about rights enumerated. One of the great defenses for the American people that Madison and Hamilton felt was the machinery of the republic. What did they mean by that? They meant the diffusion of power throughout not only the federal government, but also federalism as well.
Mm-hmm.
What the administrative state has done is consolidated power so much, and in so doing, it's kind of made the American people's natural rights, God-given rights, as, you know, protected in the Bill of Rights, kind of an afterthought.
Exactly.
And that's one of the great dangers that we face today is that an administrative state, I really do think this bill, having been in D.C. almost 20 years, kind of the outsider with the insider perspective,
right.
I think they find democracy highly inconvenient.
Oh, without a doubt. No, there's no doubt about it. And this is why we've maintained on the show, Ned, that people need to use the filtering question with their vote in their consideration of that which they consume. They need to consider it through the prism of, does it add or take away from my liberty?
Absolutely. But the problem, Bill, that we have today, and again, it was one of the inspirations for writing Restoring Our Republic, is we haven't been teaching this in schools for decades.
Exactly.
We haven't taught the true history of where we came from as a republic. We haven't taught what you know, the founders' inspirations were for our republic. And I kind of lay all that out in the opening chapters, where they got their inspiration, why they put these pieces in place, the debates at the Constitutional Convention, so that people can have some understanding and go, wow, we are really far away from what the founders intended.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason that the left can get away with some of the stuff and the administrative state can get away with some of the stuff is because simply people don't know.
They don't know.
And that's
exactly.
why it's, in the face of aggressive socialism and an administrative state, you have to know what you're defending. And you can only defend something if you have the knowledge of it. And that's kind of why I wrote the book.
Well, that's excellent. I think this is a real blessing to the citizens of this country in understanding, you know, as Benjamin Franklin said when he was asked, you know, what do we have? Do we have a republic or you know, are we going to have a monarchy? You know, what kind of government are we going to have? He said, well, man, we got a republic if we can keep it, right?
If you can keep it. That's right. And that's my that literally is one of the last lines of my book in which I say, you know, to paraphrase Franklin, this is our republic if we can keep it, but it requires us to be good stewards of it. And with, you know, for us to be good stewards, we have to know where we came from. So, you know, I'm a little biased, Bill, but I tend to think it would make a great Christmas gift. And there's just a lot of good things that I think people will hopefully be inspired by at the same time. Get a really good knowledge of what's at stake in 2020 and beyond.
And we're going to link it on our website as well at BillMartinezLive.com. Ned Ryan, founder, CEO of American Majority, his new book, Restoring Our Republic. Ned, thank you much. You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Saudi Arabian court has sentenced 5 people to death in connection with the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. He was killed at the Saudi consulate in Turkey in April of last year. Alan Johnston is a Middle East analyst speaking here on the BBC.
5 people have been handed down. Another 3 have been jailed for a total of 24 years. The prosecutor also saying that Saud al-Qahtani, a very senior aide to the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, having been examined but not charged and will not face any penalty at all.
It's not snow that will be affecting holiday travelers this week, but heavy rain. Today it will hammer the Gulf Coast, Southeast, and the West Coast as well. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144, 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir.
Your program, and your calls, your opinions. Like Bill Martinez, live.
Everybody, we're back with you, America. As always, great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We've got a neat scholarship program that's helping childhood cancer survivors and siblings achieve higher education. And we're going to be talking with Eric Christofferson in just a moment. He's the Vice President of Strategic Philanthropy and Community Relations with Northwestern Mutual. But just a bit of the background here to get us underway. Childhood cancer takes away many things from children, as you can imagine, and a chance to go to college should not be one of them. With college scholarship programs through initiatives like the Northwestern Mutual Childhood Cancer Program, survivors and siblings of those affected by childhood cancer can be supported in continuing education and pursuing their college dreams. Is that good news, huh? Well, as lasting financial challenges often result from expensive cancer treatments, the scholarship program was created to ease the financial stress of college on families by helping to fund tuition and school fees. Each of the 35 students selected as a scholarship recipient has been affected by childhood cancer, either as a survivor or sibling, and has demonstrated a strong academic standing. All applicants wrote an essay detailing his or her personal experience with childhood cancer. Now, those selected receive a $5,000 renewable scholarship for a total of $10,000. Since 2012, in partnership with its employees and financial advisors, advisors nationwide. The Northwestern Mutual Foundation has contributed more than $25 million for the cause, funding more than 330,000 hours of research. As I mentioned, Eric Christofferson is with us now. Eric, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Wow, what a wonderful program. You guys are awesome for doing this.
Thank you. We've had our childhood cancer program has been in existence for quite a number of years, and as you might expect, we see a lot of things, and unfortunately, when a family gets a childhood cancer diagnosis, it takes a tremendous toll, not only on the child, but the family as a whole, and sometimes, you know, that impact includes their finances. So oftentimes things that you or I might take for granted, these families don't get to experience, and one of those is education or college education. So we created this program to try to help offset some of that impact.
Well, you imagine what they must be going through. I mean, here you are. You're talking about your mere survival, and any dream that you may have had is just subordinated to, you know, trying to get on top of this and to survive. And then, oh, by the way, here comes your organization saying, look, your dream is still valid. You know, Northwestern Mutual and the team there has said, look, we're still behind your dream, and we don't want you to give up on that if that's still what you want to do, right?
Yeah, and it's the experiences to date, it's been impactful. It's been very positive. The families who receive the scholarships are thrilled. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is, I mean, think about it. It's the child himself, but the siblings are oftentimes, you know, the forgotten child.
Exactly.
They hate to say it that way, but it's true.
Yeah, I'm glad you included them in this, too, because you're exactly right. They are left behind because all the attention and focus is on the child with cancer.
Yeah, and it unfortunately, a lot of times the other kids are impacted, and like I said, they're kind of an afterthought, and that's unfortunate as well. So this is a relatively unique program. Of the 35 scholarships we offer each year, 10 of them go to siblings.
Mm-hmm.
So relatively unique. The feedback has been, you know, over the top.
So Eric, who came up with the idea?
Well, we've got a team here that does nothing but work on childhood cancer and our program year-round, and we saw a gap, candidly. We provide an awful lot of family support, but one of the areas that's lacking nationally is this type of support, scholarships. Mm-hmm. So we'd love to see more organizations do more. We'd like to expand our program as well, but there's definitely a need out there.
Right. How many students are selected each year, and how do students apply?
A total of 35 students each year, 25 survivors, and 10 siblings. Basically, you go to our site, foundation.northwesternmutual.com.
Mm-hmm.
You fill out an application. It's relatively straightforward compared to most college scholarship applications.
Right.
Write a little essay about your experience, and we vet those, and you know, we select as many as we can.
Eric, I couldn't read those letters. I'd be a basket case. I mean, the stories that have got to just tug at the heartstrings, and you know, and this is from the very heart of these young people that want the dream to not die, and you know, for the reality of some college education to be available to them. I mean, this is just tremendous. I got to imagine, you know, when you're in the room, whoever is vetting these letters and reading through this, you're probably ready for therapy after you're done.
You know, Bill, there's a lot of tears when we read these things. What's interesting is, and what's really impactful is, it's amazing the number of kids throughout their application, when they make this, write these essays, how many of them choose to go into the medical profession as a result, because they don't want anybody else to have to go through what they've been through. It's incredibly impactful, and you're right, it's pretty emotional reading some of these essays.
Well, you imagine these kids, you know, they've gone through, they've experience this. What do they bring to bear, you know, on experience? All they need is some training and knowledge, and can you imagine the asset that they would become in the medical field?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, but also fortunately, we've seen some of our kids, we call them our kids, we actually call them our heroes,
right,
who have survived, actually make it to college, and they're some of the most impactful researchers because their, dare I say, bedside manner is so good. They understand. They understand what these kids are going through, and they really can have an impact.
Now, what does Northwestern Mutual hope to achieve through this program ultimately? What's the trajectory for you?
Well, you know, broadly, with the help of people like you, greater awareness of the issue. I mean, childhood cancer is one of the most underfunded cancers that exist. So general awareness, if we can get more people to join the cause, that'd be great. And then, of course, locally, if word gets out, it would help in local communities. But at the end of the day, just to have an impact and relieve some of the pressure and stress on the family that's affected. It's incredibly traumatic. Mm-hmm. None of us can really fully appreciate it unless we've been through it ourselves. So greater awareness broadly and hopefully relieving some pressures locally.
Exactly. And this is a great time of year, too, Eric, because I know a lot of corporations, for some, this is their year end. They're doing some last-minute donations, and they need to consider this. And I hope that they will, that this message will be passed on to their board members, to those that are making these decisions, that they can make a donation to what Northwestern Mutual is all, what you're doing. I mean, it's already set up. I mean, this is the thing. This is why a lot of people, you know, with big money go and deal with, you know, with the Gates family, because they've already got things set in motion. And Northwestern Mutual, people don't have to reinvent the wheel. You've already got this underway.
Yeah, that's the type of thing. If somebody wanted to do something like that, we'd assist with that. We'd just be the pass through. We funnel our funds to experts in the research game. Clearly, we're not the experts. We rely on the people who know how best to allocate those dollars to have an impact and to find cures and better treatments for kids.
Right. Well, this is the power of partnership. People collaborating together, as you say, even at the local community level, where the rubber meets the road, because they're the ones that know the stories more directly. Do they not?
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, what we see is, particularly if we get into a local community, the communities just rally around these families in ways that you can't imagine. But even then, you know, you can't make the problem go away without broader research and cures. So it's a much bigger issue than most people realize. And, you know, anything we can do to try to stem the tide, we're going to do it.
Well, we're here to help, whatever we can do. So pass the good word on to all these businesses to get them to donate. And we also need more kids to apply, right?
Yeah, we'll take any applications we can. Like I said, we'd love to broaden our program. We'd like to have other people jump on board. The more families we can help, the better. And Bill, we appreciate you allowing us to share the story.
Well, it's an awesome story, Eric Christopherson. We appreciate you coming on the show and telling us all about it. And as we wrap things up, I'm going to give you the last word. Just tell everybody where they can go for more information and get involved with Northwestern Mutual Foundation's Childhood Cancer Program.
Again, go to foundation.northwesternmutual.com to learn more about our cause, fighting childhood cancer, and also to check out the application for those families who are affected.
You got it. Eric, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. Take care.
Thanks, Bill.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Poor digestion can lead to many unpleasant symptoms that can wreak havoc on your happiness. Don't suffer in silence. Get Quantum Nutrition Lab's Quantum Digest, the most potent and pure source of vegetarian enzymes to support the digestion of proteins, carbohydrates, fats, fiber, and dairy. Quantum Digest. Don't eat cooked food without it. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you. I mean, hey, that's the option. You know, you want to live free or die. I mean, this is what the pilgrims said back then. I mean, all things considered, when you think about it, the basis of our early founding, you know, it's quite extraordinary to say the least. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Joining us right now is Young America Foundation's spokesman, Spencer Brown, back with us. Spencer, happy Thanksgiving a couple of days afterwards. How are you doing?
Hey, doing great. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
But what a great season. I love this season, I got to tell you. And the fact that it starts with Thanksgiving, Spencer, I was saying earlier, really causes us to draw pause. And we can choose to be blessed by that spirit of Thanksgiving or ignore it and then just continue on with our ornery ways, huh?
Well, that's exactly right, and I couldn't agree more. You know, it's a great way to kick off thinking more about what we have, not just hearing that it in the United States, but, what we all have as Americans and how, we can do the most with that, you know, making sure that we don't take that for granted. But unfortunately, we see that even holidays seemingly as American and as consequential as Thanksgiving are not safe, from the radical ways of the left.
Well, you know, and that's okay. I mean, it doesn't threaten me. I know some people, it really bothers them. I think it's fine. It opens up the dialogue, or at least the potential for dialogue. And, of course, what we're talking about here and specifically is you've got a Christian college, students at a Christian college. They really don't want to have the debate. They've figured it out for themselves, and they're ideologically fixed. And as, lately, for some reason, I find myself quoting, Jordan Peterson in his book, 12 Rules for Life. And he said something that I really caught. And I've seen this written in other ways and expressed, is that, you know, when you become so ideologically fixed, you kind of render yourself stupid because you're not open for thought. And one of the things that we appreciate about college campuses, or at least I did anyway, was that you had the opportunity to exercise your brain matter to expand your thinking and, you know, to test out these ideas, you know, and the best way to do it, I found, was in open forums where you could, you know, if you thought you were all that in a bag of chips, you could lay it out there, and you heard the contrarian view from students, and, you know, it sharpened up your skills and those who were around that were willing to listen. That was then, but today it's not so.
Well, right, and I mean, if you think about it, going off to college is something that really broadens your horizons, not just about, you know, different sort of political ideologies, but just the different experiences that Americans have. You know, when I went off to college, I went to a school, you know, about 1,000 miles away from home, and I met all these people who had grown up in different parts of the country and came to understand, you know, my own worldview, I think, in a better way by engaging and debating with these other diverse people, because I had an open mind and was open to hearing what they had to say and what their thoughts were. But now we see, you know, they're not willing to do that. And I think that really weakens their ability to argue their ideas whenever they never, you know, they've never had somebody be contrary to what they're trying to push. And so they haven't already thought through how to defend it. And so I think you're exactly right. You know, if you look at, you know, this sort of walled off way of thinking, it's really just doing a disservice to themselves because they're unable to defend their ideas whenever they're questioned.
Exactly. And to your point, whether it's school or maybe a Marine Corps boot camp, you know, you run into people that, you know, could be even new. And I tell you, it was foreign to me because I remember I had a guy come to me and he goes, and he was kind of staring at me, and I go, do you have a question? He goes, I've just never seen a Mexican before. And I got to tell you, Spencer, I mean, you know, at first I had to laugh about it, but I'm thinking, gosh, how? And you know, and this was in the 70s, okay, way before you were born. But still, nonetheless, you know, it's like, you know, for him to make that honest statement, I thought, wow, that's amazing to me, that somebody would make that statement. So to your point is that, yes, new vistas, new opportunities, broaden your thought. And this is what, you know, whether Jordan Peterson or others are saying, is that is a value to us when we do that. Now, I started to mention these students at a Christian college, they're saying not okay to celebrate Thanksgiving. Because it was based off the genocide of indigenous people. I mean, come on, you're smarter than that. You need to do a little bit of research to understand what Thanksgiving was all about, and it was not based off the genocide of indigenous people. I mean, that statement on its face is incorrect.
Well, exactly. I mean, what we see here, again, is just sort of this, it all goes back to this theory of intersectionality that the left has been pushing in higher education, which is this idea, you know, that there's this matrix of oppression, and so depending on your class, you're a victim in several different ways, potentially, unless, of course, you're a straight, white, cisgendered male. And so what we've seen is they apply this theory to basically everything. And so they look at things like Christopher Columbus and Columbus Day. They look at the first Thanksgiving and the Pilgrims, and they find ways that the, you know, sort of privileged people in those times, not to mention the fact that the Pilgrims, you know, have been starving for years before they were finally able to have this Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. They look at their privilege and say, you know, this is problematic because they were clearly oppressing someone in order to have this feast. And then they take it, you know, and completely jump the shark and say that this was based off the slaughter of indigenous people or genocide of indigenous people. And it's just ridiculous. But it catches on because, again, there's no allowance for pushback or for somebody to say, you know, I don't think that's right. Have you read the first story of the first Thanksgiving? Have you actually looked at the facts? Because if you doubt them, then they take that as a further act of oppression. Mm-hmm. And so there's just no room for debate or discussion or actual learning.
Yeah, taken totally out of context. Now, were there offenses down the road? Arguably, yes. You could support some of that. But at the first Thanksgiving, no. That's not what the spirit of Thanksgiving was all about. And like anything, like this year, Spencer, we have a chance as we came together a few days ago in Thanksgiving to add another chapter of what Thanksgiving in America and in our families mean to us. And we have to do it, you know, through this, you know, through this worldview, through this current culture that we're dealing with that wants to be offended at every turn. But look at, this is your Thanksgiving. This is your family's Thanksgiving. You can make of it what it is that you want to do and, how you want to be grateful for it, right?
That's exactly right. And I think, perhaps on a lighter note, but one that still sort of speaks to how sort of political everything has gotten. You know, we saw a number of leftist causes, giving out sort of flashcards or discussion starters for people to take home to their family gatherings in order to push the same kind of idea. You know, we saw Planned Parenthood do it. We saw the ACLU do it. You know, basically trying to make even an event that should be about giving thanks into somehow a way to push these leftist causes, and generally those are not very thankful causes. And so I'd be interested to learn how any of that went over for people who tried to bring that home to their family. You know, these students who may have been raised conservative and then went off to college and became sort of liberal by osmosis. But again, it should be about giving thanks, remembering everything that we have here, all the opportunities that we have, and recognizing, I guess, you know, how far we've come since that first Thanksgiving.
Well, I agree, and I will say to you, Spencer, that I haven't lost hope in this upcoming generation that's coming forth and, taking on these ideas and challenging us. But it's how we respond to them, because the fact of the matter is that in the midst of all these ideas is the truth. There still is the truth. It's not relative. And that's the opportunity that we have is to be able to decipher and, funnel through all this and pull out of it the truth, because that is what's going to give us some clarity as to the end game here. Because what is the end game after all is said and done with all this disruption that's going on right now? And it's okay. I'm not threatened by it, because I have faith in the truth like I have faith in the law of gravity. You know, some people want to challenge the law of gravity. Well, get up on top of the roof, jump off, and see if it doesn't work for you, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, and also, you know, talking now, looking forward towards the Christmas season, you know, it's generally an optimistic time of year. And I think, you know, here at YAF, we're always incredibly optimistic, because what we see, like you mentioned, is, you know, we have more than 500 Young Americans for Freedom chapters across the country, where these young people are fighting for that truth, are trying to bring that out. We're not trying to shut down speech. We respond by bringing more speech and diverse speech. And we find that, you know, that really does have an impact in the lives of their peers. And we find it having an impact, you know, on the way that these universities are set up and structured and operate. Mm-hmm. And so there's definitely reason, you know, like you said, to be optimistic and not sort of give up or throw in the towel, because we are, you know, continuing to push for that truth and making sure that it has a chance to be heard at colleges and even high schools now.
Yeah, give me a kid who has gone through the crucible here, so to speak. I say a kid with all due respect. But give me somebody who's experienced the crucible like what these young people are having to experience in college campuses, to be shut down, this cancel culture, I call it the spirit of invalidation that has been running amok. These that have experienced that kind of crucible, man, do you imagine what kind of citizens they are on the other end, as opposed to those that just bought into the dogma and just said, okay, hey, this is just the way it is? Again, we go back to what I said earlier. You can be so ideologically fixed that you become stupid in the process, because you're not enlarging yourself. You're stifling yourself, and this is a self-imposed mental wound.
Well, and it's really amazing to watch students, you know, go through that process, too, because if they're going to be bold conservatives, you know, they are making a choice that means they're going to be fighting basically every single day of their educational career, because everything from their own peers to their professors to their administrators, tend to come out against them for just merely, you know, seeking the truth and trying to give it a voice in their classroom or on their campus. But what we see is this sort of belief that they have in something bigger than themselves, you know, again, this idea of truth or this idea of advocating for the United States as an institution. That's fighting for something bigger than themselves. And I think you find it gives them incredible perspective and experience. And you see, you know, YAF alumni going on to do incredible things and work in the conservative movement and in education and in media and in politics. And you see that these universities are still a training ground, even though they might not be, you know, intellectually rigorous as they used to be with this one-sided education. We do find them being incredible training grounds for conservative students who then go on to do even greater things.
Well, we got to leave it there. I'll let you have the last word. From YAF, Spencer Brown here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Spencer.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you